Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, March the 5th, 2018. In the first chapter of John, we read in verse 12, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." There are those who preach whole sermons on that verse, and they leave the inference that man of himself can receive him, and because they receive him, he gives them the power to become the sons of God. But that's totally erroneous teaching, because it leaves out the next verse, which is, "Which were born not of the blood, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." So important to take the whole of Scripture and not just pull out something to try to promote a false doctrine. So those that received him and believed on his name were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but they were born of God. We also find in the third chapter of John another interesting passage. Says in the 20th verse, "For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh the light, lest he should be reproved." So, if you take that out of context and you do a sermon on that, you can do a sermon that, you know, a person has the power to come to the light of his own self. He has the power to come to the light. But the next verse says, "But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God." That his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. Earlier in the chapter, John tells Nicodemus, "That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whether it cometh and whether it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." We also find in the 6th chapter of John, there's another interesting passage. I'm not going to go through the whole passage, but in the 44th verse, it says, "No man can come to me except the Father, which has sent me, draw him, and I will raise him up the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." And he says in the 63rd verse, "It's the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak in you, they are spirit and are life." 65, and he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. Have you ever heard someone read that verse right before they're doing an altar call? Now, I just want everyone here to know, before we sing Just As I Am, that Christ said, therefore said I unto you, no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. Well, he tells us in the 7th chapter of John, he that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Well, I'm glad to know that he is the great shepherd of the sheep. And he says, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I'm reading in John 10, 14. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. You see this theme running all the way through Christ's teachings, this theme of his power in salvation, his electing, sanctifying power. And we find it all the way through the New Testament. We read in the 13th chapter of Acts, the 48th verse, and when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Whenever I hear some Arminian lauding how he or she let Jesus into her, or his, or her heart, and all of that, and being very proudful about the day they let Jesus into his or her heart, I just ask them, were you ordained to eternal life? Were you ordained to eternal life? You know, were you chosen in him from the foundation of the world? In the 11th chapter of Romans, the 36th verse says, for of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever, amen. For of him, speaking of Christ, and through him, speaking of Christ, and to him, speaking of Christ, are all things. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, for who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it? You know, it was given to us. It was a gift of God. You know. And so, in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 2, we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Verse 6, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our heart to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Well, that's the word for today. You know, all things are of God. And we find that restated very clearly in the book of Colossians, first chapter, where it says, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. May the good Lord be with you this week, and be encouraged that he hath done all things well. God bless you.